Penguin Random House Audio presents 10 North Frederick by John O'Hara. Read for you by Scott Aiello. Part 1. Edith Chapin was alone in her sewing room on the third floor of the house at number 10 in Frederick Street. The room was warm. The day was cold and unbrightened by the sun. The shutters in the bay window were closed, but the slats in the shutters were open, and Edith Chapin could, when it pleased her, go to the bay window and look down on her yard and the two-story garage that had been a stable, and above and beyond the gilded figure of a trotting horse on the weather vane, she could see roof upon third story of the houses on the rising hill. She would know the names of nearly all of the people who lived in them. She knew the names of the owners. She had spent her lifetime in the town, and it was easy to know who everyone was and where everyone lived. It was especially easy for Edith because she had always had a reputation for shyness, and it was not expected of her to make a fuss over people. She could notice them and study them if it pleased her, without any further social effort on her part than simple politeness called for. It had always been that way. At a gentle knock on her sewing room door, two knocks, not an unnecessary third, Edith Chapin cleared her throat and said gently, "Who is it?" Her enunciation was slow and precise.
"It's me, Mum, Mary."
"Come in," said Edith Chapin. Mary was an Irish woman from Glasgow with a clear skin.